This is Twat Radio, episode 11. This one was recorded a little late, but hey, I'm Droops, and I do what I want. Now with my cable, I'm able to get... Welcome to Twat Radio. As I said, this is Droops. I'm your host for today. This is episode 11, and today we're going to be talking about two little letters, two simple little letters. They're Roman numerals and they're letters. One's a consonant, one's a vowel, and yes, I am talking about the most wonderful text editor in the world once you get to know it. That would be VI. Well, VI, what the hell is that about? Well, it stands for Visual Editor, and a long time ago, there was this editor called EX. I don't know the proper term, like the proper pronunciation of EX. Maybe it was called X, but the E was silent, I don't know. But it was line-by-line editing. And if you've ever played around with the Commodore 64, and you've ever written a basic program on it, you write 10, and then you space it, and then you write a line for the program. And then the next line you write 20, and then you put a space, and you write the next line. Well, when you get down to it, and you're like, oh, line 30's messed up. Well, instead of just going and editing 30, you have to write 30 again, space, and then rewrite the entire line, but this time hopefully do it correctly. That's line-by-line editing, and it sucks. So Visual Editor, or VI, was put on top of EX, or X, or however, to have a pretty good little text editor. Well, this VI is kind of difficult to maneuver around in, and I'm going to talk about some of the commands, or a bunch of the commands, that makes it a little more easy for you. Maybe you can understand it. For you people new to Linux, you're going to be using it a lot, so be prepared for this booger. It's got two modes, so that you don't actually have to use your mouse or your arrow keys, and you have, like, immaculate functionality in this thing. There's an insert mode and a command mode. Insert means you're writing text. That's what it's for. Command modes means you're moving around, you're changing shit, you're looking for stuff, you're searching, you're running commands in the shell, you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. To get to insert mode, press I. To get back to command mode, which is the mode you start at, hit escape. Well, all these commands are case sensitive. And like I said, you don't have to use your arrow keys. So what do you use? Well, you can use them, but you can also use your letter keys. H goes left, J goes down, K goes up, and L goes right. And they're all right there in a little order. And you're thinking, well, that's kind of inconvenient. Well, no, because your fingers never move the main spot they should be sitting at, the home row, as you learned in keyboarding class. Now, let's say I wanted to go 4 spaces to the left, or 10 spaces to the left. Well, I can either hit H 10 times, or I can hit the arrow key 10 times, or I can, in command mode, type the number 4 or the number 10, whichever one I want to do, and then an H. And it'll move me 4 or 10 spaces to the left, which becomes very powerful. W moves you by word. So if you're like, oh, I don't know how many spaces that is, instead of counting them up, you're just like, oh, that's 3 words, www. Boom, we're there. If you've used this before, you're like, why doesn't the backspace delete things? Well, that's because the X does. The X key is your delete button. And, of course, command mode. R is your replace. CW changes the word. It deletes the current word and inserts a new one until you hit escape. So if you just were like, ooh, I didn't mean to write Infonomicon, I meant to write something cool, you just hit CW and replace Infonomicon with whatever you need. So that's a little bit of basic stuff. How do you get out of this damn thing? Well, everyone I've talked to does the colon Q, which is the quit, or the quit without saving is colon Q exclamation point. Now that is an old EX command from that old line editor. The proper VI command, which no one seems to know, is capital Z, capital Z, which will save your changes and get you the hell out of this thing. Page up, page down also works. That's a capital L and a capital H. There's also the capital M for putting the cursor in the middle. How crazy is that? Let's see. N changes case. DW deletes the word. A period is repeat. J joins two lines. U undoes the undoes command. In regular old VI, the U will just undo one time. But that kind of sucks. And real VI also is not GPL. Ooh, what? It's not free? I don't know. You don't pay for it. But they don't really like to tell you how it works. And in true Linux sense of the whole damn thing, some dude was like, you know, EX was a bad editor. They wrote this VI thing to go on top of it, and they're not open sourcing it, so I'm going to make my own. And it'll be exact functionality, except, well, with open source, with improvements. So if you boot up Debian and you type VI, you're running VIM. And it's Vim, or Vime, however you want to call it. And the lowercase u with the undo, and that does as many as it has stored, which is all the changes you've made since you opened the file to edit or created the file. So that's pretty fucking slick. Now let's say you're working on a pretty big project, and it's 100 lines long, and you want to change something. You're looking at changing something around line 30 and line 60 and line 73, and you say, man, I wish I could just bookmark this thing. Well, you can. The command for bookmarking is M, and then any letter that you want to use to bookmark it. So, like, the first one, you might be like MA. And boom, it puts a bookmark right there. So all you have to do is put an apostrophe A, and it'll take you right back to that spot. Of course, all these are in command mode. That's really handy when you're having to jump around writing some documentation and hit points. Shuffle the papers a little bit here. Well, you can execute Unix commands or Linux commands, shell commands, in VI. If you do a colon and an exclamation point, that says, hey, run this command one time for me. So you're like, colon exclamation point date. And you hit enter. It's going to tell you the date because it's running the date command from your computer. Press return when you're done. That's pretty handy. Maybe you want to see what's all in the directory. You're like, colon, exclamation point, ls. Boom. It lists your current directory. Awesome, isn't it? Now, what if you're using a computer and you can't open up a shell, per se, because you're running VI and you don't want to close it and then open it back up? Colon sh opens up a shell right in VI for you, and then you do a control D to get out of it. No, that's really slick. Let's say you want to insert the date. You can do that, find your date, and then type it in there. Or, because there's a million ways to do things, you do a colon R, exclamation point, date, and it'll take the output of that command and dump it right where you had your cursor. So let's say you're writing some documentation, and you want to say, well, here's what the directory structure looks like. You just do a colon R, exclamation point, ls, hit that return key, and boom, they're all dropped in your file. That's really handy a lot of the times. Now, something else that I use a lot is the abbreviation, which is colon AB. And then you type space, whatever abbreviation you want to use. Don't use the letter A or the letter I. Use like S, because you're never going to type an S by itself. Space, and then whatever you want it to actually stand for, like Infonomicon Media, which is really long to type. So every time I type an S all by itself, just sitting there, it'll change to Infonomicon Media. That's how I have it set up. If you want to list all your abbreviations, do a colon AB, and that will list them all for you. So you can see what you've got set up. Now when VIM starts up, it reads the .vimrc, and it'll read it from the current directory, and then it'll go look at your home directory. So if you want to change some things in that, and this is the file that controls how VIM acts, like syntax highlighting, things like that, you can put it in the directory that you're currently working with. So if you have a project right there, you can just use your current you know, whatever you have as a directory, before it goes and looks at your home directory. Vim has a website. It's vim.org, V-I-M.org. And that's really, really interesting stuff looking in that .vimrc file. Syntax highlighting is something you'd want to enable so that when you open up a PHP file or you open up some C, it'll highlight everything nice, neat, pretty. Things you have to pay for in Windows text editors. It's right there free for you. And Vim works on Windows. Vim works on Linux, Amigas, OS 10, I think OS 9 and maybe 8, not real sure. Works on BIOS. Ooh. Because, you know, that's really cool. Not that I don't spend a lot of my time doing that. But anyway, there's a couple of little tips about VI. And you can call it VI if you want. That's what I called it for the longest time because I didn't have any Unix, Linuxy friends that I hung around. And I believe, y'all, this is a twat. The website's twatech.org. I'm droops at infonomicon.org. And I probably said stuff wrong, so just correct me. We have a new website. You can register and post comments later.